Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Tech on Trial. I'm your host, Saul, and today we have a special treat for all the legal eagles out there. We're diving into the world of natural language understanding. Before we get in, let me introduce you the man with all the answers. Hey, Victor, how's it going?
Hey, I understood you. Thanks, Sal. Pleasure to be here to talk about NLU.
That's gonna be a blast. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have a lot of fun talking about it. And of
Yeah.
course, as usual, don't forget to hit the subscribe button to stay tuned to all of the tech news and stuff that we talk about here on the Tech on Trial podcast. So buckle up. I think we're gonna unleash something a little bit like a magic kind of a topic today. NLU is something that I'm very interested in. I'm pretty sure everyone is following the advancements. Let's get into a little bit into the weeds. Hey, so first of all, what is the deal? What is the NLU?
Well, I mean, NLU basically is natural language understanding. And in more like layman's terms, it's sort of a wizard of language processing, Sal. It enables machines to understand human language contextually, which goes way beyond basic word matching. It's all about comprehending nuances, and it's taking the legal word world by storm right now. So personally, I've been fascinated with the technology NLP and NLU since I was a kid, largely because of languages generally. And being a person who was born outside of the Americas, had to learn several languages before I even hit grade school. So I was always interested just by the little nuances in like Latin languages versus Germanic versus Anglo-Saxon languages. And I was like, the patterns are similar, but the language is so different. And I don't quite get why. So after years and years of research, development, and of course, experience, we've been lucky enough to create some wonderful NLU tools. And these tools are now reshaping the legal practice. They're making it more efficient and much more effective.
I can only imagine a baby developer at this point. I mean, we're talking about legal research and a machine that understands the nuances of our language, particularly English, but it could be any. How does the NLU kind of does it the trick? Like what is the deal behind the understanding?
So with NLU powered like search engines, for lack of a better term, it's easier to call them that. Lawyers can access a wealth of legal information like almost instantly, let's say very, very quickly. It's sort of like before Google and after Google for search, you know? So before Google, you had like this massive search and there was Lycos and AltaVista and all these other and AOL, yeah, you got mail. So there was all these things were around, but then Google kind of came around and made much more sense of the internet for us. And that's what NLU and generally applications like Apigee Suite and like full suites like ours are doing for the legal practice. So NLU helps analyze case law. It identifies relevant precedents. And of course, it provides va valuable insights like at near lightning speed. Basically, rather than doing like strict keyword searches, you're like, what is the intent of my search? And NLU gets that and then gives you the results you'd expect.
Okay, so of course, like e-discovery, like this all sounds intriguing, but it can be daunting. It can be like a nightmare. Like, how do you? It's basically like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack, and then you also gotta know how to ask that question properly. Otherwise, you're not making any sense to the machine, into the search engine, in the sense that, as you mentioned, for the lack of a better term, how does the basically the NLU is gonna rescue someone like me who's gonna try to search something and is not gonna know how to find that?
So generally, NLU and the understanding of even your question. So there's two levels here. NLU is going to understand the legal side of things, so the documents, the agreements, pleadings, whatever it is that you have like wanting to understand. And on your side, when you're asking it questions, it needs to understand you as well. So what is this question about? Right? Because think about us humans. When you ask me a question, I have this plethora of knowledge and experience that I've built up. but I need to understand your question, or else I'm just going to say five to everything, or whatever the answer I would like say, right? It won't make sense. So now that we've established that there is double understanding, as long as you're providing the agent, the virtual agent, whatever it is, the interaction with pretty normal language. If you're doing English, that's like pretty normal English. It doesn't have to be prose. It doesn't have to be slang or anything, but understandable English. You could get back the specific kind of documents or whatever it is you're looking for by the NLU understanding your query. So on the contract side, I mean, you're looking at NLU powered contract analysis tools, really quickly identify all the key terms. That's the easy part. The clauses and potential risks. We do that all very well. At this point, you can sort of like kind of wish away manual review and like really go to efficient due diligence.
That's interesting. So we're talking about, of course, saving time in this whole e-discovery process. Like it's one of the biggest of benefits I've been talking about for many episodes is like how the technology is now streamlining research and helping lawyers to speed up that process with quality. It's not just speed for the sake of speed, but it's also improving, enhancing quality through that. But that is basically the bane of every lawyer's existence, I guess. So
yeah, for sure.
How does the NLU crack the contract code, I would say?
Well, NLU powered contract analysis tools, like they're just very good at identifying the metadata around a contract, around a document, around the type of agreement that you provided it. So now you're looking at
key terms, you're talking about like clauses and stuff like that. Yeah,
that's right. And really, like what we do very well at Apogee Suite is we power you as the user with the things you ought to have known about those documents, about those agreements. So it's even going a step beyond just the key terms. It's understanding the things that you really should know so that if you forget, if you're having a bad day, if you haven't had your cup of coffee, or, you know, if you're just crazy busy as many legal professionals are, some of that thinking gets offloaded to our system and allows people to do more, I guess, interpersonal and specific like legal pleadings and motions work rather than just document review. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, now we're talking because at some point in time, the technology is going to get advanced enough to essentially predict winning cases, like, you know, like a crystal ball and stuff.
Yeah. It's apparently going to be like an oracle in the Matrix. Well, realistically, we've had very good accuracy in predicting future cases based on some of the facts that exist in your upcoming case against past decisions by analyzing a lot of historical data in those decisions and the patterns in the actors and everything that goes on in a case, not just the case itself. NLU and systems that use it really readily can predict the outcomes with really good accuracy. Obviously, that helps lawyers strategize better and stay one step ahead in the courtroom. And it really helps them figure out whether or not to invest the time and money required for that case.
Oh, man. That is a blast. But as usual, what's the next step here? Like, where are we now? Where are you on your developments and what can we expect for the near future?
Well, in the year 2000, no, I'm just kidding. NLU is really just like getting started. The majority of people have started to, I guess, interface or understand NLU a little bit better because of recent advancements in all kinds of chat technology, such as ChatGPT. And, you know, you've probably even interfaced with like IVR systems and a bunch of other stuff. They do very light versions of NLU at times. So it's going to snowball into a larger thing. And in the future, we're going to witness even smarter AI applications using NLU. They're going to make legal practices more accessible, more efficient, and of course, much more equitable for everybody.
There you go. I think that's a perfect wrap up. Thanks for shedding light on NLU, kind of a potential in this legal realm. And before we wrap up, don't forget to subscribe, stay updated on all things tech, and join us on the next exciting episode of Tech on Trial.
Great. Thanks for having me, Sal. Remember, NLU is the future, so embrace it, legal pros.
There you go. That's a wrap. Stay curious, stay tech savvy, and see you next time. Cheers.